I'm Ross Reynolds, for the record. So the other day I left my earphones at home, and so instead of listening to my music like I usually do while I was on my walk and bus ride to work, I was actually listening to what was going on, and I heard the birds, and I heard this really funny conversation by this young couple across the way. They were nerding out, talking about Danny Elfman, and all reading out of his Wikipedia entry, and talking about all the things that Danny Elfman did that they didn't know about. And it made me realize that you actually can find out some things when you do unplug. And with me today is Monica Guzman. She had a similar experience going without a week, without her personal technology, which is unusual for Monica because she writes about life and tech for the Seattle Times. Monica, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, totally. This is a fun topic.
So why did you decide it was time to disconnect?
It feels like part of a healthy, well-balanced tech lifestyle to me. And it had been 2 years since I had done it, and it seemed like it was time.
But were there signs? Was your child going, mommy, mommy, please stop looking at the phone?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's always signs. Yeah. Every day, every minute.
What were the signs that said, now I better do this again?
Oh, man. I mean, it depends on how busy I am, but every week, every day, I have moments where I feel a little bit weird being as connected to my technology as I am. So with the baby, absolutely. I mean, I spend time just sitting on the floor playing with his toys. And, you know, there's my phone and there's a little buzz and I want to go check it. And it's like he just has to come and look at the screen and see what's going on. And I go, oh, my gosh, no. No, wait. But there's this incredible pull. I mean, so that's just one of hundreds of instances where it just feels like such a big pull that I almost want to know and be sure that I can pull away.
Well, it's called a digital detox. So these things are in some ways toxic. So how did you go about it? What was your digital detox like? How did you disconnect?
So this time, what I decided to do was I got to this this house where my family was going to spend some time in Colorado. So it was timed with a vacation. I grabbed my laptop, my iPhone, and its chargers, and I put them all into a drawer. And I closed the drawer, and that was it for the whole week. I was not getting back into that drawer.
Did you need to lock the door and give the key to someone else?
I did not.
You were able to...
I considered that. Trust me. Because, man, these things need to be really out of sight to be out of mind.
Yeah. That's not the first time you did it. You did it a couple of years ago. Was it different once you've done it once before? Do you learn how to disconnect more effectively than you did the first time, for example?
I'm not sure that it's about the effectiveness of the disconnection. Honestly, I think that technology advances so quickly that each time I've disconnected, 2 years is an eternity in technology time, right? Mm. So much has changed in those 2 years about how I use my technology that it's as if I had done it for the first time. So it's not so much about improving the ways I do it. It's about learning more and becoming even more mindful about my reliance on technology.
You talked about you missed being bored.
Yes.
And you could be bored without your endlessly fascinating digital devices.
Right.
Why did you miss being bored?
Because being bored is extinct. If you have a smartphone and you're waiting in line anywhere, you're not really waiting in line. If you have a smartphone and you're sitting in a restaurant and you're waiting for your friend to show up, you're not really waiting. You just take out your smartphone and you're working, you're reading, you're doing anything that you could do almost anywhere else. So the idea of sitting outside and by the river that our little house was by and looking at the river and just looking at it was intriguing to me. I wondered if I could even do it.
And did it take a while to get to do that? Were you getting a little nudgy looking at the river?
Yes. In the beginning, yes. It took a day or two to feel like those impulses, that inertia of the impulse to check technology had gone away.
And when I'm bored, at times in the past when I've been bored, and it's hard to be bored when you have a smartphone, I've found that actually spurred me to action in some ways. Did your period of digital detox and maybe boredom all of a sudden get you thinking about things you wouldn't have thought before?
Yeah. For example, in this house, there's this little book to identify Rocky Mountain wildflowers. And I realized, you know what? I want to know the names of those wildflowers that I saw outside. So I picked up the book and I started looking up the flowers. And then a couple days later, I took a class to identify wildflowers. not anything I ever really had that much curiosity about.
Yeah, there's probably an app for that, Monica. You could have just pointed your phone at
it. No, and there is. Get this. While we were at this wildflower class by the National Park Service, the guy, the ranger leading it, takes out his phone.
Oh!
I have my little wildflower book. I felt so out of date. You know, I'm the tech columnist in this group of people, and he's the one with the app going, guys, you got to get this. You got to get this. Pulling out all the time. So that was funny.
That's a bad message for digital detox. Was there anything, I mean, even in the middle of your digital detox, you realized, oh, there's something that I missed at the end of
Yeah.
When you did reconnect and fully engaged in your digital world, did you go, darn it, I wished I'd known about that?
No.
Nothing.
And I would say it's probably one of the first times that's happened.
Wow.
Earlier on, and I'm talking, you know, a few years ago when detox started to become something I wanted to do, I really had FMO, fear of missing out. It's a syndrome. It's a thing, especially if you're on, you know, Twitter and Facebook as much as I am. Man, you know, if you miss that friend's birthday, you miss this big news, you miss this opportunity to talk about X, Y, or Z. I'm a little better at letting go of that. And I think, honestly, having had a baby a year ago helped.
Sure. That's distracting.
Yeah.
So, Monica, I always has this idea that I'm the junkie who can just cut back. You know, I'm the junkie who can just slow down and do a little bit less of it. Do you think it's possible for some people to actually do that, or will we inevitably get pulled in unless we just detox, do it cold turkey?
I think it is possible. I don't think it's that possible for me.
Yeah.
I think each of us has to be aware of how we individually respond to technology. I think there's the habits are too complex to generalize. So for me, I happen to have a pretty obsessive personality. So for me, even if my phone is on a table on the other side of the room, there's a piece of my brain that knows it's there. And if I just in my periphery notice it, the little whatever that neurotoxin that gets released in my brain that goes, ooh, I wonder what email I have, you know, starts to get so loud that it becomes a distraction to whatever I'm doing. And then eventually I just have to go and check it. So not everybody is that crazy. I think a lot of people are that crazy.
So Monica, at the end of your digital detox, did you get that wildflower app?
No, yeah, not yet. But only because I'm not in the Rocky Mountains. If I go back to the Rocky Mountains, I think I will.
Monica Guzman writes about technology and life for the Seattle Times and joins us time to time on The Record.